5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Good morning.
Disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. He's a slob. He talks like a truck driver. He is a loser.
7 o'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back for another week. I'm your host, Adam Kirchville, here to get your week started off the way it should be. It's looking pretty nice outside, looking like it's going to be a pretty good week so far. It's going to get up to like 65 degrees today. So you could say it's pretty much summer outside. Tomorrow's looking a little gloomy, a little like 40s and some rain, which kind of stinks. But then the rest of the week doesn't look too bad. Some sun Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So today is a pretty good indicator of what you should expect for the rest of the week. So look forward to that. Also, pleasant surprise today, Celtic Dawn is not going to come in, which means that I'm going to be here until 10 a.m. That's right, you've got 3 hours with me. I hope you like music. We're going to be doing some experimental music playing during these hours that I have to screw around on the radio, so that'll always be fun. And we'll see where it goes. But I figured we might as well just do a regular Monday Morning Madness episode for the first hour at least. And as all regular Monday Morning Madnesses do, they contain some really phenomenal music. So let's get that started with some Billy Joel here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's freeform radio station. It's only the good die young. Billy Joel, Monday Morning Madness, let's go!
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You got the lick, girl, start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. We might be laughing a bit too loud. Oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Give you was a reputation.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Lauryn Hill there with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, the kind of hidden track on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, because it's sometimes there when you see the full album, sometimes isn't. Anyway, of course, that song was originally written by Frankie Valli and is, I believe, their most covered song. I mean, who would not cover that song? It's a beautiful piece. Actually, Lauryn Hill, I was just reading about that song. She recorded that in one take. She was like weeks behind that. It was originally recorded for a soundtrack for a movie, I believe, or something of the sort. And she was weeks behind when she needed to turn that song in. She was like, how the heck am I going to do this? But she went up to the microphone when she was set to record it and just knocked that out in the first take. And that was kind of her breakout single that brought her into the international limelight outside of the Fugees, that original group that she was in, that only released two albums and only one of which really became famous. Anyway, Lauryn Hill, that's quite the piece. So while we're talking the ladies of hip-hop today, not sure how many of you have followed, but Beyonce released an album, what was it, like last night? Two nights ago, maybe. Very recently released an album. Of course, as Beyonce does, we didn't really know about the album until she released it. We kind of had inklings about this one, that something was coming, but we had no idea when it was gonna drop. And then I was on Twitter, and I noticed that she had just released an album. So of course I went and grabbed it up as soon as I could. Just got released on iTunes midnight last night, but you can get it there. You had to have Tidal previously in order to procure the album, but I've got it for you. I've been scouring it since I originally got it to find a track that is playable on the air, and I've actually found quite an appropriate track. I don't know how many of you really listen to my ramblings regarding music, but I'm a big proponent of the theory that music nowadays, the two most innovative genres of music are hip-hop and country music, both of which are rapidly changing and merging with other genres and forming really new things. And this new Beyoncé album, which is called Lemonade, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned that. Anyway, this new Beyoncé album has a song called Daddy Lessons, which is about her father. And it sounds a lot like a country song, which is very cool. I mean, Beyoncé's originally from Texas, so it's not like she doesn't have experience with country music. But before in her career, she hasn't produced anything that sounds kind of country-ish. But this is a first, and it's really cool because it combines these two genres that are so innovative and so new. And it's very neat. And hopefully, hip-hop is the world of hip-hop, and the world of hip-hop fans is rife with people who don't listen to country music and don't appreciate it. And hopefully this will help that community appreciate country music a little bit more, and vice versa, of course. I know loads of country music fans who would never listen to hip-hop, so maybe this can bridge the gap. Anyway, maybe I'll be the first person in the world to play this on the radio. That'd be very cool. Anyway, it's Daddy Lessons, by Beyoncé from this brand new hot-off-the-press album called Lemonade. See if iTunes lets me play it. All right. Hope it doesn't have any curse words in it. I'm like 99% sure it doesn't. Anyway, I'll stop talking.
With his gun, with his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said, shoot. You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. You're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
There with Bloody Well Right off of Crime of the Century, originally released in 1974. Quite the little piece. Anyways, Monday Morning Madness continues. It is 7:35. Might as well do one of these guys.
Canned vegetables. Bring them. Hey, Duncan, get over here. You need you to stay with me and your brother, okay?
I am.
Well, closer. Come on. Help me out here, buddy. Excuse me. Duncan, you're blocking me out.
I want some bologna.
Not today.
I want it.
Sorry. Duncan.
I want to put the number thing.
Too bad.
Mommy would let me.
Yeah, well, she's not here, okay? She's gone, and she's not coming back, and you're just going to have to deal with it like the rest of us, okay? Duncan.
On May 29th, Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Wow, okay, that PSA turned real bad real fast. Anyway, I have Life in the Fast Lane lined up to play next. I don't really know if that's an appropriate song after that PSA. Are there any happy PSAs that I can play? Oh, this one's 20 seconds, and it seems a lot happier.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Well, that wasn't quite... Oh, my gosh, these PSAs. I don't know what's going on anymore. Let's just... Anyway. I don't know what to do anymore. This is a little crazy. Here the Eagles for you. Gotta pick happy music now. I don't know what to play anymore. This song just doesn't fit with those PSAs. What are you gonna do?
Nasty.
Seven Nation Army there by the White Stripes. Of course, their frontman, Jack White, who is quite the musical adventurer of our generation. I, to be honest, hadn't listened to Seven Nation Army since probably 2012, and had to make sure that that song was playable on the air because I just hadn't listened to it in so long. But I played it because Jack White is also featured on that new Beyonce album. That song or that album features Jack White. There's Kendrick Lamar and a bunch of songs. The Weeknd, of course. So very rich album, musically speaking. But the song Jack White is featured on is called Don't Hurt Yourself, which also doesn't sound a lot like your typical Beyonce song. It's got a very Jack White feel to it. And it's very loud and very, very exciting song. So, you know, I figured I'd give Jack White a quick shout out because I certainly cannot play Don't Hurt Yourself on the radio. Especially this time of day. But where are we now? 7:51 in the morning, as the clock above me says. Let me check on the weather for you in the metro Boston area. It's actually really beautiful. All the trees are blooming, and it's just so nice. Going out this morning, it like smells like spring outside. It's finally here. This winter wasn't like terrible, but it just felt kind of gloomy for, you know, 4 months, as I guess it always does. Right now, it's 49 degrees. Appears, according to my little radar map, to be snowing in tiny little parts of New Hampshire. That's exciting. But not here. I don't think it's going to rain today, actually, even though there are some stripes kind of moving around. Yeah, 0% pretty much all day. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, the predicted high is getting lower. It was 49 this morning. Now the predicted high is 45. That's sad. And 90% chance of rain. So it's going to be pretty gross. Stay inside tomorrow. Unless you have to go outside, you know. But yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 0, 10, and 10% chance of rain. Saturday looks sunny, Sunday looks sunny. It's going to be a nice weekend, everybody. I know it's kind of weird to be talking about the weekend on Monday, but look, if my app shows me the weekend, I'll tell you about it. All right, it is 7:52. I think I'm gonna keep it rolling. Just a couple more minutes of Monday Morning Madness, then we transition into the next adventure for the morning, whatever that may be. But for now, here's a little bit of... A little Tom Petty for you.
Girl,
very exciting news, everybody. I know I'm not usually a talker after playing one song, but I was just about to play something by Fountains of Wayne, like a little Hey Julie or something like that. Classic Fountains of Wayne song, but I went to their Spotify page, and it appears as though they've done a cover of Baby One More Time, which I didn't even know they did this on an album that they released in 2005. Where have you been, Adam, this whole time, is probably what you're thinking, but I want to play it. Little known fact, I'm a big Britney Spears fan. I think she's an excellent musician, one of the best alto voices we've seen in a while, and Fountains of Wayne did a cover of Britney Spears, and I just haven't ever noticed it, so we're going to play it.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, cause I need to know. Because my loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, the reason I shouldn't have let you go.